Hearth and Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Collins, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Facebook Live. April 14th, 2020. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I have an outstanding call or outstanding live for you today called Commitment Consciousness. Scott Lucas, welcome to the Facebook Live this afternoon. Aaron Knight, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm in the GMS studio. Mike D'Ambrosio, welcome to the call. Lori, Marina Joy, and Deb Lucas, welcome, welcome, welcome. Very interesting times we are experiencing. So Matt Smith, good to see you. Tom Nash showed me a check that he received today. Welcome, Tom, for creating some commerce and free enterprise. Cassioka, welcome to the call. Susan Ross McCarthy, Wayne Clark, Wojo, welcome, welcome, welcome. Many areas in the United States and Canada are already covered in the Facebook Live today. We have Toronto, British Columbia area. Rick Leese, good to see you on the Facebook Live. I just coached Rick Leese right before this Facebook Live. It's always cool to coach a client right before a live and have a great conversation with them. If you are brand new to this Facebook Live this afternoon, go ahead and let me know that. Welcome, welcome, welcome. A lot of interesting developing situations going on in our world. A couple things that I noted yesterday, that as a patriot, a conservative American, a entrepreneur, business owner, and free enterprise, I'm very, very intent and attentive to what is going on in our outer world. What I find a lot of clients and people that I coach say, oh, I'm not watching the news. Well, I don't watch the news either, but I'm aware of what goes on behind the news. And a lot of my clients will say they don't pay attention to the markets. Well, I do suggest you understand what goes on in S&P, you understand what goes on in the market daily, so you can have a good handle on it, because that's your dialogue with money. And I'm not suggesting you watch the standard news, but there's a lot of great content that those of us are woke, we pass a lot of great content through each other. So those of you who are receptive to sharing some of the content that you receive with some of the others who are not as woke as you, I mean, if you want to find some great content, the people on this Facebook Live have some of the highest consciousness of anyone I have ever attracted. I suggest you follow people like Brittany Cara, B-R-I-T-T-N-E-Y. Congratulations, Brittany. Brittany had a multiple five-figure month from the comfort of her home, a mother of three with a husband who is a California firefighter. Elaine Stein is another one who is absolutely rock-solid content and intel that you can receive. And David Icke last week absolutely broke the bank on London Real, and he had over 10 million hits. And that is the kind of content that, as a business owner, really allows you to understand what is going on in our world. Our world is a world of commerce, transactions, business, products, services, benefits, and features, and then teaching yourself in free enterprise how to be and stay in the flow of it, how to navigate these challenging times we have. So here in being committed, so that's what the topic of the call is, I, that's where you start, I am committed. And then you'd also release of, I am no longer commitment phobic. Commitment phobic is the start-stop. It's I'm in, I'm out. I'd like to, I'm not. I'm good enough, I'm not good enough. I should, I shouldn't. I'm afraid to approach people in these challenging times. I want to be sensitive. Well, that's great you're being sensitive, but what about where people are in today's times? Dentists don't have a profession right now. Chiropractors are handcuffed. In the state of Michigan, you can't buy seeds as of Friday. Seeds. You cannot buy a seed. You cannot plant a garden. You cannot buy a spade, a garden tool. In the state of Michigan, you cannot visit a relative. You can't congregate right now. That is a very interesting developing situation. So I would highly suggest that you have a good understanding of what's going on in the world, and then factor where I, that's self, where I can create commerce transactions in free enterprise. The skill sets you develop right now today are going to empower you not only today, but tomorrow and the next several days. But if you keep avoiding the skill sets because you're commitment phobic, but as you become commitment conscious and you develop a new set of reflexes, In other words, you learn to lean in. You learn to connect with people. On Friday and Saturday, I had 9 20-minute prospecting calls. I closed one sale. Now, that's a little below my average, but that's what it is. I mean, I wasn't going, oh, my God, I just sucked. I didn't do this. Or it's really difficult there. Or people aren't buying. I don't have any story about it. I mean, I'm as good today as I was yesterday. I'm as good as I was 3 months ago before this happened, and I'm going to consistently be better, not get, be. And those of you who really start to refine that edge, those of you who really start to understand what is required in free enterprise. One of my best clients I ever coached is on Facebook Live today. If you've never followed him before, his name is Aaron Fortner. I will sing Aaron's praises. Aaron, you might know Mike Burnoff. I'm going to speak with Mike Burnoff today. Mike Burnoff is a seven-figure income earner in personal development, self-improvement. He's a coach speaker. He has a brand new book out called Average Sucks. I coached Mike when he was 21, 22 years old. He's a major influencer. And I did an event with Mike when he was in prepaid legal. Mike was a car parker at a restaurant in Scottsdale, Arizona called Mancuso's. And he actually parked the person's car that I was having dinner with that night. So, I mean, I have a deep history with Mike going back to 1999. I'm speaking with him this afternoon. Billy Tully, welcome to the Facebook Live. Dean Bone, Bob Campbell, and all of you who are here today. Mark Hill, you and I have not had the pleasure of meeting. Mari Schomburger, welcome to today's Facebook Live. So, being committed. See, it's not get. See, you don't get. It's a be. It's like I am. I am committed. I am committed to improving the skills of free enterprise. Now, I know a former client and a present client who have been in specific businesses that they created five-figure income in the last 6 months. I mean, there are actually businesses that you can create a five-figure income, that's $10,000 a month or more, from start, from scratch, with no one in your team or in your culture, any multitude of situations. But that's your responsibility to understand where is commerce. Now, in my area, I live in Stockton, California. That is called the Central Valley. It's warm throughout the valley between Bakersfield and above Sacramento. It's beautiful weather throughout. 12 miles from me, the farmers are having to pour out milk. These are the Portuguese farmers who have the Holstein milk cows, and they're pouring milk out. I mean, just imagine what that's doing to their commerce. So the grocery stores are no longer buying milk. I mean, so what does that mean? It means that farmer does not have a recession-proof business. This is imperative that you understand that recession-proof means recession-proof today, because what is recession-proof tomorrow may not be recession-proof today, but what is recession-proof today? Here's what I see as recession-proof today, provided you are committed. If you are a success coach, you may be recession-proof for right now. Or if you're a health coach, a wellness coach, a money coach. If you're a coach and you're skilled at prospecting, closing, influencing, affluencing, delivering a specific niche to a large database where you can attract clients, there's a possibility you can be prosperous. If you're a network marketer in specific companies, there are specific companies that really are applicable to today's world. That's your responsibility to understand that. There are certain products, benefits, and features that fit what's happening in today's world. That's your responsibility to understand. Will the American, Canadian, Australian populace buy my products, goods, services, benefits, and features? And if you're someone who can deliver inspiration and then you can monetize that, now's a really good time to be that person. Josh Waxman is on the Facebook Live today watching. Josh is a very interesting young man, exceptional young man. He hired me when he was 17 or 18 years old on the campus of University of Delaware when he was a senior in high school. He's now 23 years old. That was 5 years ago. I'm watching him adapt and adjust and change. On the last coaching call I had with him, he owns two restaurants. He's still able to service the restaurants. I mean, he's still able to have people come in and pick up sandwiches. He owns two Lee's Hoagie Houses. But he's also now a success coach and someone I highly endorse and someone that I would recommend that you do a 15, 20-minute call with him, because he's someone who really understands the inner game. He's also very woke and very aware of what is going on. So when you see him do a Facebook Live, follow him. Josh has quite the edge. He gets out there on the edge, and he will take you to the edge of the edge. He's someone I highly endorse. TC Bradley's on the Facebook Live. He's a major influencer. I've known him for 24 years. Has a show, Made God, Made Millionaire, published author. So he's able to flourish in free enterprise in this situation we are in. I call it a vigil. People go, how are you doing? I don't go, great. A lot of my clients go, and people are like, I'm doing great. Are you really? I mean, your freaking body has to be in fight or flight, chief. There's a big disparity that people don't understand about being positive and negative. Neither one apply in today's world. What you want to understand is that you're either conscious or you're in anxiety, fear, and doubt. Now, as you're being conscious, that means you're aware, you understand, you know, you're in belief. I mean, you're in this state. But in realistic situations, your body's going to be in fight or flight because of everything that's going on in the world. You're being suppressed, and some of your feelings are being repressed. So when you try and be positive over these repressed feelings, which you should be, is pissed off. I mean, you want to look at this, and you want to be able to address your anger. One of the biggest challenges people have in understanding letting go is that letting go is being able to set in letting go. You set in it, you acknowledge it, you understand it, you're feeling it. You're feeling the feeling you're feeling, and in that feeling of objectivity, now you're able to let it go. So instead of repressing your anger, you feel it. So as you feel it, that's when you can let it go. You cannot let go what you're in denial of. So when you have this fake positive, I'm positive, I'm not watching what's going on in the market, I don't watch the news, I'm afraid, I mean, no, chief, you better freaking understand what's going on in the world, you better really grasp it quick, or you're gonna get your ass handed to you in today's market. It's imperative that you're an entrepreneur in today's market, and you're an opportunist, and you're able to capitalize on it without feeling guilty or selfish or any of these other situations. And you want to be able to provide people inspiration. You want to be able to provide them opportunities. You want to be able to provide them products, services, goods, benefits, and features that will give them some relief. You want to be able to come from a place of value where you can offer your service and you can find their problem, provide a solution, and then close on the solution. That's called selling. And if you don't understand selling, you walk around sharing, well, that you're never going to master it. I mean, it's imperative you understand that sales is the highest paid profession in the world. And until you buy into it, that's like saying, I'm really not an athlete. I'm not just out here having fun. Well, that's great. But if you don't buy into the professionalism of your craft, or the professionalism of your profession, then you will be an amateur. And the last time I checked, amateurs don't make the Hall of Fame. They end up sitting on the sidelines in the bleachers, and it's you're required to get in the game. And so if you're commitment phobic, your ego will create all kinds of ways to avoid. The person who avoids doing business in challenging times is the person who avoids doing business in unchallenging times, because it's the same person. The same personality, the same addict finds the same reason, whether it's good times or challenging times, to avoid being successful, because success would contradict their identity. Now, I know a lot about this because I was one of them at one time. And rock bottom is a very overrated place to be. One of my clients, I was just assisting one of my clients in codependency and letting go of a situation that's very codependent. I mean, what do I do with this person? What do I do with this person? Let them go. Well, you don't understand. That's so-and-so. I go, what do you mean I don't understand? I have 33 years of sobriety. If anyone would understand, that would be me, chief. I do understand. One of those challenging situations for many people is to let go of attachment. And you can't commit when you're attached. I'm so committed. No, you can't be so committed. You commit without an attachment. That sounds contradictory, but it's not a contradiction. It means you're committed to creating the outcome, but not attached to what happens while you create it. So if you're committed to sobriety, you may have to let other people go that you've held on to. You may have to let go of some of the relationships that you're addicted to so you can be and stay sober. But if your ego goes, yeah, but you don't understand. I do understand. That's an ego. That's the lower self that wants to continue to hold on to being not committed. Committed is committed. Until you're committed, you are interested. Now, I had this drunk talk and this self-talk that would say, I can't see myself not drinking. Hey, it's only vodka. Hey, it's only scotch. And I would occasionally go, I'll just drink beer tonight. Well, with an addict, one's too many, a thousand's not enough. So one or two beers, and I'm like, forget this. I'm just going to drink scotch. It's just so much easier. It's a lot faster. Let's just get to it, and I'll black out. One's too many, and a thousand's not enough. So when you're committed, then what you're able to do is you're let go of being interested. When you're not committed, what you do is you have shiny object syndrome. You'll have four or five women you're dating, or you'll have four or five men you're flirting with, or you'll have four or five companies that you have a romance with, and you're just flitting around, and you're hiring this coach, and you're listening to this podcast, and this and that, and you're like figuring it out. Well, this is a great time for me to figure it out while this vigil's going on. Well, that's what a lot of people do. They stay in a figure-it-out stage, in a non-committed state of non-consciousness, in anxiety, fear, and doubt, waiting for the perfect mythical, magical moment to show up. They look for the perfect leader to join. They look for the perfect company. They look for the perfect opportunity. Instead of looking at opportunities right there. Well, opportunity is right here. In 10 minutes, I'm going to go downstairs to my other office, and I will sit down. My ass will be in the chair. I have three leads that I am calling. I will call those leads and systematically see if they qualify for my coaching product. And if you would learn to do that more frequently, if you would have focus, because commitment requires focus. It requires a dedicated block of time and a dedicated space. I've asked many people, do you have an office? And they go, and they start telling me a story. I'll ask the same question again. Do you have an office is a yes, no question. A table in your kitchen is not an office. That's a table in a kitchen. That's not an office. So an office means I have an office. Do you have an office with a desk? Do you have a desk that's clean? Do you have a desk that's clear? Do you have a file cabinet beside it? Do you have a phone over here? Do you have a laptop? Do you have a window you look out? These are prerequisites to owning a business. That means a dedicated space. Do you have a plastic mat with your chair that sets on it so you can roll around? I mean, do you have a headset? I mean, these are situations. Do you have a checkbook that's close to your desk? These are the situations that are prerequisite to owning a business. And this is part of being dedicated in blocks of time. Many people can't do this because they're too unfocused. They have to get up and run around, and they're commitment phobic. So if they actually set their ass in a chair, they might have to perform and produce. People, you know, just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do. It's like, instead of me telling you what to do, I'll ask you what you're not doing. See, that's what a real coach does. A real coach doesn't give you a blueprint. A real coach will find out why you do what you do. That's the cause. Because until you understand this, the chronology, the timeline of why you do what you do, you'll continue to perpetuate the same situation over and over. I've had people say, I'm going to hire this year, I'm going to hire next year, I'm going to hire the next year. I'm going to hire was perfect. And not really understanding the perfect time to hire me is when you're at the worst state of your life. That's the time to hire me. Not when it's perfect, not next month, not next year, not when it's perfect, not when you have the money. It's right freaking now, because now is now. And this contradicts so much what so many people are taught. I mean, I started a business when I was $100,000 in credit card debt, had no money coming in. I was in the NFL in three ways. Here it is. No friends left, no funds left, not for long. That's the trifecta of the NFL club. And I had reached all three of those stages. That means there was a sense of urgency. And in urgency, urgency is also a commitment quality, but it's not an intense urgency, it's a relaxed energy. In a relaxed intensity, in a relaxed energy, you're able to sit there right there in the middle of the box, and you can see a 90 mile an hour curveball coming in, knowing it's going to dip down in the right-hand corner of the batter's box, and you go to right field with it. You don't try and pull a curveball on the outside edge of the plate. You go with it. That's called the flow. And when you move into commitment consciousness, you're in the flow of life rather than the resistance. When you have anxiety, fear, and doubt, you're in force. And then you're trying to force yourself to do something that you don't want to do. You want the outcome. You want the shiny object of it. But your body resists the relaxed state of urgency required to be able to produce, because your ego keeps saying you're going to get rejected, you're going to get abandoned, you're going to make a mistake, you're going to get in trouble, you're going to say the wrong thing, you are going to offend someone, you're going to appear to be selfish, you're going to be judged, I'm not sure if I can put myself out there, and then your conversation style start stop, because there's no clarity in that communication because you are commitment phobic. How do you overcome being commitment phobic? You overcome by letting go. Letting go means that you separate your feelings from the events that shape them. Now, one of my clients said to me today, she goes, I understand this. I've heard you say this several hundred times, and now I understand. I have said this before. Being in control of being out of control. Being in control of the control that you're out of control of, controlling it to be out of control. That means that's what commitment phobic is. It means you're trying to control an outcome that hasn't happened. You don't feel you can control that outcome, so you control the outcome that's familiar. So you're in control of being out of control, and what you control is being disappointed. Now, that is a payoff. Addicts do not like to admit the payoff. I have asked that question thousands of times. What's your payoff? There is no payoff. Jim Mora once was asked, how about the playoffs, coach? Jim Mora was a coach in the Indianapolis Colts at the time. You remember that, Dylan?
Playoffs.
I mean, like they were like 6-9, or they were like 6-8, and they had two games left. And they go playoffs. He goes playoffs, and he actually berated his team on that interview because he was objective. He was real. We're not going to make the playoffs. Not the way we played today. We got our ass handed to us. So that's why it's imperative in commitment consciousness that you become objective. You stop being critical of yourself. You be honest with yourself. You have a better understanding of what you avoid, why you do what you do. And then you practice the principle of letting go. Letting go is a mechanism. It has no shape, has no form. Letting go means separate feelings from the events. That's the chronology, the timeline. So you're not the mind-body connection to those events. So you can sit there right in the middle of the box and systematically produce results rather than avoid results. What you're really avoiding is success because you're so comfortable failing that anything other than failing would contradict being a failure. And so that's why so many people continue to do the same thing over and over. That's what sabotage means. And that's what many people do, is recreate a familiar feeling to perpetuate the same situation over and over. How is everyone being here this afternoon as I'm starting to bring this content to a little light? I'm looking at, so changing is really a one-day process. How do I? The ego says, how do I? It's really, why don't I? I mean, today's a perfect day to change. But changing means that you change a behavior. To change a behavior, you understand the cause so that you're changing. You change the behavior, that's what changes the condition. So there's the cause and the effect. As you have a better understanding of the cause, now you can address the effect. So if you have challenges with rejection, that's an unresolved issue you hold on to. So that the body and brain collude to create a placebo effect to fulfill a feeling. So if you don't get rejected by the prospect, you'll reject yourself by criticizing yourself. So you can be right. When you let go of being right, that doesn't mean you're wrong. When you let go of being right, it means you're in consciousness. That's what letting go is. Letting go doesn't recognize right and wrong, good or bad, win or loss. And when you're able to move into that state, see, I've had people say, if I'm not my best, I'm my worst. Not really. It's not about being the best, it's your best. And your best, you can't be your best when you have commitment issues. You can't be your best when you're avoiding success. You can't possibly be your best when you're addicted to a set of feelings that you perpetuate over and over to fulfill the same feelings. Jay Little, how are you being this afternoon? Rebecca David, good to see you. Who else do I see on the Facebook Live here today? Debbie, good to see you. How many of you are starting to move into a state of production? You understand that the situation is rather dire. Remember the group Dire Straits? Sultans of Swing, the first songs they came out with in 1978 or 9, followed by Money for Nothing was another one of their big hits, but Dire Straits. I mean, what does that actually mean? It means there's a sense of urgency, and there's a real sense of urgency going on here. I mean, there's a flagpole right over in our yard. The gentleman right next door to me put up this beautiful flagpole. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, it is top tier. He's my neighbor. I live in a really cool neighborhood in Northern California. A lot of my type of people. White stucco houses, red tile roofs. Most of the people are 50, 60. No traffic. Like, I mean, zero. I mean, like, no traffic when there was traffic. It's a dog walking neighborhood. A lot of cool people, friendly people. Classic Americans, the guy next door to me has a flag, so that would probably allow you to understand my neighborhood. I went over yesterday and put my hand on the flagpole because I required something to believe in. Remember that song that was by Poison? I actually touched the flagpole yesterday. And then last night I went out for a drive with my wife, and the first song on the 80s, I listened to Sirius Radio, Dylan, the first song was Something to Believe In. Bret Michael was crushing Something to Believe In. Now, I had listened to that song at least 1,000 times as an addict. I hadn't heard that song in recovery for a long time. And in that song, he asked Dee Dee DeVille to play it. I'd never heard that. He actually says, Dee Dee, play it. You know, if you go back and listen to that song, Dee Dee DeVille was the guitarist who actually went off his rocker on MTV on the Music Awards in like 1980 or 1990 when they were getting an award because he was strung out on cocaine and heroin. But I heard that last night, something to believe in. What a poetic, I went over and like put my hand on the flagpole and just like, because I really required something to remind me that I was in America yesterday. Because as you know, it is like Twilight Zone. Now I'm a major fan of the Twilight Zone. Over in that room right over there, I have every episode of the Twilight Zone. And Rod Serling did three episodes called Night Gallery. Then he narrated another documentary called In Search of Ancient Astronauts. So those of you who are aficionados of that kind of TV, so you will those are some good episodes for you to watch. It will remind you, like, just poke yourself. Is this the Twilight Zone? No, this is real, baby. This is R-E-A-L. And it's for you. If you're woke, congratulations. If you don't know what that term means, look it up. Here's another really good term for you to look up today. I was looking it up myself. Look up common law. It's a difference between a statutory law and a common law. It's a really cool law. You're going to hear that term a lot in the coming months. You're going to hear the word common law a lot. Now, I studied it for 2 years back in 1996, 7, and 8 in a 28-month period. Common law, constitutional common law, it is called the law of man. And as you start to understand, we require more of that. I'm up here on the soapbox a little, but not too much. But just if you'll start to understand a little bit about common law, it's the laws you live in, the law of the man. Josh, look up common law this afternoon and then start, do a little Josh Waxman, do some intel on common law this afternoon on your Facebook Live, whenever you do next one. Give them a little content on it. You would unequivocally be the man to give that to them. In common law, there's also a way that you can be a sovereign citizen. Now, that's something else. Here's something else that would be interesting for those of you who are woke. Look up what being sovereign means. Look up what being a sovereign citizen was. Do you know that in Utah, that was originally called, it was called New Zion, and the bank still there is called Bank of Zion. Very interesting situation. And for those of you who are really want to be woke, there's some great content passing around. Those of you who are skilled at passing around the content, pass it around to the people that you know deserve that content, because that more of that insight and that intel and information really allows the people who are woke to be and stay woke. These are most of the entrepreneurs of America of today. We are a movement. We're not a force. We are power. And it's that power that's going to assist us to be and stay in our own level of power. And that is absolutely what we require to be and stay in these very challenging times. Thank you very much, Wayne Clark. As always, I appreciate your insight. Debbie Fair, I want to make sure I recognize you. Debbie was one of my early clients back in 2001 or 2, back in the day. If you were on this call, let's see, Havasu. Debbie is down in Lake Havasu. If you don't know where Lake Havasu is and you're not from California, look it up. It is absolutely beautiful. That's where Debbie is today. And for any of you who have not taken advantage of a free 20-minute coaching call, do not let the fact that you have money challenges rob you of the opportunity to receive some insight and intel on what would allow you to create the money. Free 20-minute coaching call. First time caller, my name is Jeffrey Combs. You can catch me tonight at midnight, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 Pacific. You have a great afternoon. Have a great day.